Hello, welcome. Thank you, and welcome to Intentional Conversations with Janelle, formerly known as Casual Conversations with Janelle. Welcome to season three. Welcome to the new change. Same platform, same guidelines, same information, just a different name. And I will go into why that name change. I will give an introduction to myself again, just because this is another season, may have some new listeners. And I will give a rundown of what's to come for this complete season this time. And we are definitely going to complete the season this time. Did you all hear me? We are definitely going to complete the season this time. I figured of all times, why not now? To go back into your podcast and go back into your radio stations and things like that with your conversations. So, as always, if you have listened to any of my previous episodes, I always start out with making sure that we are all on the same page in all what I like to say or call in the now. We are all present. So if you could take just a couple of minutes for me, if you're able to, if you're driving, please, of course, do not do so. But if you're in a space where you can take a couple of minutes and relax, have a seat, or just stand still where you are able to relax a little bit. And we are going to do just a very brief breathing exercise to come together as a whole and make sure that we are all present. So close your eyes for me for a moment. Sit down if you haven't already. Relax your shoulders. Relax your muscles, facial muscles, all of that. We are going to inhale to the count of three. Hold it in to the count of four. And then exhale to the count of three. And we are going to do that three times. Let's begin. Inhale to the count of three. Exhale to the count of, actually, hold it. I apologize. Hold it to the count of four. And release to the count of three. Second round, inhale to the count of three. Hold this to the count of four. And release to the count of three. Last time, inhale three. Holding for four. And release to three. Thank you, and welcome to the now. So, initially, I started out as Casual Conversations with Janelle because that is the setting that I like for my clients to be in when we partake in any type of life coaching sessions. It's generally I would like to have that general conversation, casual conversation feel so that you are comfortable with the different questions that are asked and the different modalities or things that tools I use throughout the session. So, although casual is the environment and the feel and the energy that I want to give off, I don't want the conversation to be the intent to be casual. I would like that conversation to have a stronger intent. I would like that conversation to have more intent. So, although my setting, I would like for that to be casual, these conversations are intentional conversations. Intent for change, intent for clarity, intent for recognition.
intent for whatever it is that my client feels that they need to focus on at that time. But these are definitely, the setting is definitely casual, again, because I love for my clients to be comfortable. But these are definitely not just casual conversations. These are definitely intentional conversations where we make positive changes and we laugh about a couple of things. I may cry about a couple of things, maybe not, but definitely, definitely positive intent with these conversations. So with that being said, that is why it is now intentional conversations with Janelle, and it will definitely still be on the timeline of every first and third Sunday of the month. I'm going to stick with that platform. 30 minutes of me jibber jabbering about what it is that I want to talk about, because that's what I like to do. I don't like to have general conversation or small conversation or however it is they like to put it. I like my conversations to be intentional. If they are intentional conversations, I can talk all day. If it's not general small talk, I'm not such a big fan of that. I would rather have some intent behind that conversation. So that's where we will be going. I will go into things every once in a while, things of all of it is all about wellness. All of it is all about positive things. All of it is about being dope. I am a fanatic of the 80s and early 90s. So the word dope for me stands for distributing only positive energy. So this show is definitely going to be dope. Whenever you hear me using that word or you see me using that hashtag, that is what that means to me. That acronym for me, DOPE, is distributing only positive energy. That is what I choose to do with my energy, with my time, and with my purpose. That is something that this world definitely needs. And I am a firm believer in that is what I was here, put here to do. So that is the intent of these intentional conversations. I'll go into things about what I do on a regular basis to try to keep myself balanced. May not be every day, but at least with some type of consistency. I'll be going over things that I eat, things that I don't eat. Sometimes we'll be talking about that ugly word, diet. I don't like using that word as an action, but it can describe how it is you eat and what it is that you eat or partake in or put into your body and consume. Not as an action word, though. We will also be talking about bettering yourself from all aspects, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. I'll be going into interviews with a couple of other women entrepreneurs, not just women, but other entrepreneurs, small business owners, especially my brown people, my small ethnic group that run owned businesses, things of that nature. I am all about promoting us, especially during this time. I am all about promoting a small business, especially during this time. We are in a very, very, very changing time right now. I refuse to use the word that they are using to describe this time simply because of the way that I am. It's by all means, if you're going to use it, you're going to use it, and there's nothing wrong with that. But for me, I choose not to. Right now, to me, I know that this is a time of change. What it's going to look like when it's all said and done, if it's ever said and done, who knows? But I definitely know that this is all change that was definitely needed. As ugly as it may be, sometimes when things are forced, they can get pretty, pretty, pretty ugly. And that's the state that we were in, where things had to be forced. So, but coming out of this, it's always, even in the worst things, and some people really have a hard time understanding this, and you don't know, you've never experienced hard times, and you can say all of that to anyone, but the biggest thing is how can we grow? What positive things can come from this? What positive change can come from this? What can be done differently? That's the way that I look at what's going on now. Do I know what tomorrow is going to look like? Do I know when they're going to open the earth back up? I know when they open it back up, it's not going to be the same. But when is it going to happen? Who knows? But I definitely know that when it does open back up, there are definitely going to be some well-needed changes and adjustments made that were forced upon us. But definitely needed changes. So with this being the first show of the third season, I am pretty much just doing an introduction. So over the past few years, I started my company, my lifeline for the most part, Just Choose You, about maybe 3 or 4 years ago now, to 2020. Yeah, about 4 years ago, 2016. And since I made that decision, once I graduated from Southwest Institute of Healing Arts, I am a certified holistic wellness practitioner. Let me say my name again. I'm not sure if I said my complete name in the beginning, but my name is Janelle Navira Finney, owner and creator of Just Choose You. And again, if you did not know, you are listening to Intentional Conversations with Janelle. But this all came about because of personal things that I was going through and guidance and clarity that I was looking for. And it led me to SWEHA, and it led me to the diploma as the holistic wellness practitioner. So with that, I decided to start my own business because of the point of where it was that I was in my life, of what I needed to do to try to generate some income. I am a single mother of two beautiful, strong young men, adult men now. They are 21 and 23. And with the help of an amazing family, they have been raised. Without my family, trust and believe, I can't tell you where me and my children would be. So my kudos to all the Finneys, Whites, anyone else that had touched friends, cousins, family, anyone who has disciplined, not disciplined, been around, not been around, told me anything about either one of my kings. Thank you. We definitely appreciate it. But going through personal things led me to SWEHA and led me to my diploma as a holistic wellness practitioner. I am a firm believer in that there is a natural remedy for just pretty much everything out here that is in this world that we've created. So I'm not one that is going to jump at the instant of taking a medication. In no way, shape, form, or fashion am I advising you to do that. I am not telling you to do anything it is that I do as far as that is concerned. I'm just saying what it is that I do and do not do. I would rather find a natural remedy for whatever it is, ailment it is that I'm going through or trying to get through or get over, be it physical or mental or spiritual. There is some type of natural something that can be done, which led me to Just Choose You. So I want to say December 2016, I was terminated from the last, I'll say, real job it is that I had as far as being in the corporate world. And at that point, I came to the conclusion that, you know, I just can't do that typical work anymore. It just was not healthy for me as far as my mental health is concerned. I did try some other call centers after that and literally would sit in the parking lot I would be late for work at least 15, 20, sometimes up to half an hour, sitting in the parking lot, gripping the steering wheel, trying to get control of an anxiety attack, trying to get control of a panic attack, trying to calm down and get my breathing together because I've cried the entire way to work, or I've cried as soon as I got into the parking lot because I just did not want to anticipate what that next call was going to be. And this is from me being in a call center setting for the past 20 years. So the anxiety that produces now has made that difficult for me to have as a source of income. So with that, over the past few years, I've bounced around from quite a few jobs. I've gotten my CDL. I was a truck driver. I did that for about 8 months, and I'm pretty sure that I'm sipping tea while I'm doing this. I'm pretty sure had I gone to maybe a bigger company instead of a family-owned company, I may probably still be driving a truck. Can't say for sure, but I may still be driving a truck. But just so happened the company that I did get hired on that took a chance on me, he was a private owner. He had purchased used vehicles and the vehicles had difficulties. And that's not the only thing that stopped me, but definitely 80% of the reason as to why in August of last year, I was like, you know, this is it. I can't do this one anymore. I had gotten to one of my deliveries. Took me a while to park. I parked, got unloaded, got back into the cab, went to go start the truck. Lo and behold, it did not start. Yeah, sat in that parking lot for at least 3 hours before my team driver arrived and he started looking at something. We then sat there for another 2 hours waiting for the mechanic to come. Mechanic comes, there's really nothing they can do. My team driver ended up taking me home because he said, you've been here all day. Long story short, they did not get that truck moved from that spot until about 8 or 9 o'clock that evening. At that point, I just was like, you know, I'm done. I started out on that mission to be a team driver with my partner at the time, not the partner driver, but my boyfriend at the time. And the way that life went, it didn't work out that we were team drivers together. So I was okay with not being on the truck anymore. Okay, go find you something else to do. Find some deliveries or something to do. Cool. Found a beautiful job delivering Amazon packages. But then, hey, you want me delivering at night? Yep, I don't see well at night, especially in the city driving because of the lights. On the highway, it's much easier. The open road, there's no lights that are blinding me. But definitely in the city, hard to drive at night. So, of course, lo and behold, come down to that job and it's like, oh, I have to be outside at 9 o'clock at night delivering Amazon packages? No, I can't do that one. So I've been bouncing and bouncing and bouncing, and I finally found something that I know that I can at least stick to generate some form of income until I am off and running with Just Choose You and my different properties. So that is my story. That is how I am here. That is where I am now. And it has taken me so long to accept and be comfortable with and really put my time into this and not worry about what someone else is thinking. I always say that I get to that. And for the most part, that's pretty much how I've lived my life. I've marched to the beat of my own drum my entire life. But when you have a purpose and a passion that isn't traditional, sometimes it can take a little longer, especially when you have to go about it in a different manner, not in the traditional manner. I'm not someone that can say, hey, I want to do this and someone give me a blueprint. You can give me a blueprint, but I'm going to have to figure out how to make that blueprint work for me. So that's where I am. That is where this podcast, radio station, blog has come from. I know what it is that I'm here to do, and this is part of it. I share my experiences. I share my growth. I share my loss. I share my challenges. I share my, I don't even want to say failures because nothing is a failure. I share my tries where I had to try again. As long as you tried it, it's not a failure. You tried it. You just now have to go about it a different way. I have no problem with that at all. Sometimes you got to switch it out. So welcome to my space. Welcome to my journey. Welcome to my world, a piece of my world. Thank you for honoring me with your time. Thank you for honoring me with entrusting me with your space. You can find me on any social media platform. No, not any. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I definitely have a YouTube channel. I'm debating on whether I'm going to do anything with that. So I may or may not do something with that, but I definitely have a YouTube channel. It's Just Choose You. All of my social media handles are under Just Choose You. My website is justchooseyou.com. I am an author of a journal called 30 Conversations with You, which is 30 journal prompts, pretty much establishing a relationship with your best advocate, you. It's 30 journal prompts. You don't have to think about what you need, what you're going to write about. I've already given you the prompt. But its intent is to encourage you to have conversations with yourself, have conversations with your subconscious. A lot of people want to get into the habit of journaling, but one of the blocks that they come to is they don't know what to write. I have eliminated that for you for 30 days or 30 entries, however it is that you would like to look at that. But 30 conversations with you is 30 inspiring journal prompts to either establish or reestablish a better relationship with, again, your best advocate, you. You are the only person that controls your peace. The best relationship that you can have is the relationship that you have with yourself. So have those conversations, those honest conversations with yourself, and discover some things, learn some things, rediscover some things, uncover some things, let go of some things, forgive yourself about some things, give yourself permission to do some things. So many things can come from that. I just am a firm advocate and believer in journaling because it has helped me through so many things. I would never suggest anyone do something that I haven't tried myself. And keeping a journal is something that has helped me work through my anxiety. It has helped me work through my depression. It has helped me work through my bipolar disorder. And surprisingly, it has helped me lose over 100 pounds. Being conscious of what it is that I'm putting in my body, not necessarily dieting. Again, I don't like that word as an action or as saying, oh, I'm on a diet, but, keeping a journal definitely taught me my triggers, why I'm eating, when I'm eating, why is it that I'm eating so much? Am I eating to be because I'm hungry, or am I eating because I'm going through some other emotion right now? So that has helped me lose, again, over 100 pounds naturally. No pills, no weight loss, no surgeries, nothing like that. I also use it to monitor my goals and monitor my growth and see what trials and tribulations that I have come through and things that I've gotten over. It's just a great tool that I push and push and push. And I know it may not be for everyone. At least give it a shot. At least give it a try. At least put in and give it a good 30 days to try it, or a good 30 entries to try it, to see if it's something that you can develop as a habit. So that is who I am. That is what this is. That is what my intentional conversations are about. Always trying to have you be dope. Always distributing only positive energy. That is where we need to be. We need to spread a little bit more love, spread a little bit more positive things, be a little kinder. We need to help each other now, especially in this time of change that we're in. We need to be a little more kinder to earth. We need to be a little bit more relaxed. We need to slow down. We need to smell a few roses. We need to do all of this. We need to make a couple of changes in our schedules and a couple of changes in our daily habits, things like that. So this is a great opportunity and a great time to do a lot of reflection, a lot of revamping, a lot of revisiting and seeing what positive changes can come from this. My heart goes out to anyone who has had to deal with any type of negativity or loss in this time, But I also encourage you to look for those positive things. Look for that silver lining. Look for that rainbow. Look for that lesson. Look for that storm and look for that sunshine after the storm. It's not going to rain forever. Sun is going to come out at some point. Listen to all of those little cheesy cliches. They mean something. as cheesy as they are true. They mean something. So from the bottom of my heart, again, I want to just express some gratitude with you honoring me with your energy. Thank you for inviting me into your space. Thank you for trusting me with your space. Thank you for trusting me with your ear. I am going to be on every first and third Sunday of the month. This is season 3. We will be having some journal prompts. Again, I will be having a couple of guests every once in a while just to show, highlight some businesses. I am all about support. I'm all about all of us getting this money. It's enough for everybody out here. So I want to show as much support as possible. I want everybody to make it. I am one of those people who is a serious cheerleader for someone else. It seriously makes me smile and makes my heart happy to see someone else be successful or achieve a goal or do something that they really have been trying to do, win something. I love that. I love hearing other people win. I love hearing about it. That makes me happy, especially if it's someone that I've had an intentional conversation with, especially if it's one of my clients who can walk away from my session and understand that you are the only person that controls your peace. Learn you, love you, live you, and just choose you. When someone can tell me or walk up to me and say that my journal brought this to light for them, or something that I said to them has made them feel this way and they're now doing this and it makes them happy, that is my why. That is my purpose. That is my intent. Thank you for joining me for season 3, episode 1. I look forward to hearing from whoever my callers may be. Oh yeah, that's another thing. I will have callers calling in this time around. Last time I did, but this time I'm definitely going to have some calling in and some couple of fun things going on. I'll be passing out the number for that too. My name is Janelle Navira Finney. I am your intentional conversationalist, owner of Just Choose You. Thank you again for trusting me and allowing me into your space and honoring me with your time. Love and light to you, and enjoy the rest of your day.